le voy a la madre.
The Power FM Lifetime Eat is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Bluestone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Cabinet approved SME bill for parliamentary debate. Fed member warns against politicizing of UNSA. In international news, dozens die after boat hit tree stump in Nigeria. And in sports news, Stars dismisses allegations of tribal bias in the composition of its secretary of staff.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Suilanja Malinga. Cabinet has approved the Small and Medium Enterprises SME Bill, a legislative measure designed to tackle challenges facing the SME sector in Zambia. Minister of Small and Medium Enterprises Development, Elias Muwanga, announced that the bill will soon be tabled in Parliament for debate. He encouraged SME operators to actively participate in the legislative process by submitting their concerns and recommendations as the bill progresses through the House. Mr. Muwanga made the remarks in Lusaka during an engagement with entrepreneurs from various body chains who had sought an audience with the ministry to raise concerns over recent developments affecting their businesses. He further urged business owners to familiarize themselves with government procedures, saying this would help promote smooth, efficient and effective engagement between the sector and the state.
And then Cabinet has also approved the SME Bill. The bill is now open to you, and I'm happy you are here to come. Some of the things that you've given out today, you've talked about today, you've given us today, they'll be addressed in the SME bill when it passes in Parliament. But before it passes, this is good. This is why you saw the directors are taking notes.
In another development, opposition Socialist Party leader Fred Membe has accused the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, of turning universities and colleges into political breeding grounds, warning that the development threatens the integrity of higher education institutions. In a statement, Dr. Membe said the move risks reducing the University of Zambia, UNSA, and other institutions of higher learning into arenas of partisan politics instead of centers for intellectual growth, research, and national development. He argued that state interference in student politics undermines the credibility and purpose of universities, adding that history has shown that politicization of higher learning institutions leads to instability and loss of academic focus. He urged the UPND to desist from dragging universities into partisan politics and called on students to prioritize their educational responsibilities over political mobilization. His remarks come shortly after President Hakainde Hichilema hosted thousands of University of Zambia students at State House, where they introduced their newly elected leadership for the 2025-2026 academic year. During the event, President Hichilema reiterated government's commitment to education, describing it as the best investment and equalizer, highlighting ongoing efforts to improve student accommodation, sanitation and access to higher education loans. In a separate development, a 50-year-old man of Chipua village in Chief Mwenda's area of Chikankata district has died after allegedly ingesting a poisonous substance following a domestic dispute. The deceased, identified as John Nyoani, is reported to have consumed a pesticide on Tuesday after a quarrel with his wife. He was rushed to the hospital but died in the early hours of Wednesday. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Ogzain Shaw Daka confirmed the incident, saying police received a report from the victim's father, Jack Sikilina. Mr. Daka added that Nyoani told his father he was going to collect timber and money, but instead bought the poison from a local market. He stated that the body has been deposited in the Chikankata Mission Hospital mortuary, awaiting postmortem and burial, as police suspect no foul play. In another development, Kawa Central Member of Parliament, Chrysosta Piri, has dismissed allegations that funds meant to lead remediation in the district were stolen. Mrs. Peary explained that the procurement process was undertaken under the previous administration, and by the time the United Party for National Development, UPND, formed government, the fund had already been spent. She added that she is not aware of any theft of public funds, clarifying that some of the test kits purchased were later found to be defective and had to be recalled. The parliamentarian has since urged political leaders to exercise honesty when addressing members of the public, cautioning against issuing statements based on ignorance. Her remarks follow claims made by Leadership Movement President Richard Silumbe, who recently addressed residents in Kawe's Makululu compound on the matter.
Leaders of not thinking at it, in Ganara Kumakuru, Limbabanto Makuru, Tabakwata, Baton Tonkanya, Barakon Kati from their land. It is not right, you know, because for me, what the youth leader was talking about is out of ignorance. Teshi, Venezuela land. I'm so sorry to say that. There was a time this Zamrep project, red remediation, or a project here in the previous government, UPF. And the council has said, this time I want to disclose it if you don't know. I'm not happy. Because their project, where I am Birepo, quite an issue, because what this project it has got a lot of land. It has education part of it, Kula Funda, and the SFA led. Quite a treatment part, where I went to Ngamama start testing, what a high level was, meaning them I'm stuck for treat. Quite a number projects, so to engage with Tavat to avoid further contamination or to avoid the outlay directly in the mind. That's another particular project that's part of it. Queen empowerment package. So, only part of the treatment, you know what happened? The government of PF bought two test kits. Kai Mutetimu Pere treatment kwa ulakum sa test. Those test kits that were bought, they were discovered that were defective the same week they were bought. And they were recalled back off the market. Meanwhile, the money was spent. Up to now, that money was not discovered. I think it's about 20 million something if you had converted in Mapatai. And this is what I discovered, which is very, very unfortunate. If there's anyone who misused the money, it's not the UPND.
In international news, dozens of people have died in Nigeria's northern Niger state after a boat carrying about 100 people sank in a river. The reportedly overloaded boat carrying passengers, including children, capsized when it struck a submerged tree stump near the Gausawa community in Bogu local government area, officials said. The state's emergency agency said 29 people had died and more than 50 others were rescued, with search operations continuing. A local official told Reuters news agency that the death toll had risen to 60. The incident reportedly occurred around 11:30 on Tuesday morning on the Malale River after the boat had departed from the Tungane Sule in Malale district. Still in international news, former Congolese President Joseph Kabila reacted on Tuesday after a military prosecutor sought the death penalty during his treason trial last week. Kabila denounced a political move designed to silence the opposition. He criticized his successor, Felix Tshisekedi, saying that he had not taken responsibility for his government's failures. Kabila also accused Tshisekedi of corruption related to mining provinces of Katanga. The former head of state also called for dialogue between all parties of the national political scene. Kabila ended his two-year self-imposed exile in April when he arrived in Goma just months after M23 rebels seized the eastern city. The Congolese Senate later revoked his parliamentary immunity, paving the way for legal proceedings. The ex-president is being tried in absentia before the High Military Court since late July in a treason case that includes war crimes, rape and murder charges. Congolese authorities accuse him of supporting the Rwanda-backed M23 group and plotting to overthrow the government. The Football Association of Zambia, SAZ, has dismissed allegations of tribal bias in the composition of its secretariat staff. We take a short break and return shortly with this sports story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM. iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way.
Visit icare.napsa.co.za and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details or simply check your account status. iCare has got you covered with convenience and reliability. Experience the future of